We are going to be truly blessed with our next speaker. She is incredible. Elizabeth Johnston, activist vlogger. That was a new term for me, vlogger. She educates and inspires the public on the burning social and moral issues of the day that are important to our families. She and her husband, Patrick, have been involved in pro-life ministry for many years, and they home educate their 10 children. And I asked her, you know, did you give birth to all of them one at a time? And she said, yes, ma'am, I did. The growing threat to America's children and the vicious attack on religious liberty dynamited Elizabeth out of her comfort zone to inspire a nation of belittled conservative Christians to come out of their closets and boldly take their country back. She regularly posts viral commentary videos which have netted over 70 million views. Elizabeth has been featured on many major media outlets such as Fox and Friends, The New York Times, The Blaze, and Christian Broadcasting Network. The pulse behind all her activism and cultural commentary is her love for her family, her country, and her Lord. Please join me in a welcoming Elizabeth.
Thank you very much. I'm trying not to pass out that the K. Cole James just introduced little old me. I am extremely honored to be here amongst such influential leaders in the conservative movement, and I want to especially thank Tony Perkins for asking me to speak and for believing in what I do. I'm truly humbled. So, I gotta tell you, I like interaction, all right? I cannot stand a quiet room. I am not a quiet person, and I hate a quiet room, so please give me a little bit of feedback. Throw tomatoes at me, boo me, whatever, but just don't be quiet, okay? All right, that's the good warm-up. That's what I wanted. So I am a homeschool mom who lives on a small farm with my 10 kids, horses, chickens, cats, and a dog. Yes, as you heard, we have 10 children. They are all ours, and yes, we know what causes it. I've been married to my amazing husband, who is a medical doctor, for 20 years, and my husband and children have been my main preoccupation the last two decades. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a political strategist, I'm just a mom who cares about the country that I'm going to pass to my children and my grandchildren. So, as are most of you as well. 2 years ago, I began literally scotch taping my phone to my rearview mirror and making these short videos addressing the social and moral evils of our day. Here is a little sampling of what that has looked like over the last 2 years.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm the activist mommy. Well, you've been living in a cave if you haven't heard about the Women's March in Washington, D.C. On behalf of normal women everywhere, I want to say that was not our march. I mean, vagina hats, vagina costumes.
Then we have the LGBTQQIAAPP acronym. Yes, that's right. I'll have to read this list since I can't keep up with all of it. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, pansexual. That means anything and everything.
Way to go, feminists. You have forever reduced the term sexual assault to mean absolutely nothing. This is a power grab. This is a radical feminist assault on men and masculinity. The Ashley Judds and pink hat feminists of the world have a deep problem with men. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission ruled that Jack Phillips could no longer create wedding cakes and that he had to provide for his employees gay-friendly re-education. Are you even kidding me? These homosexuals aren't victims. They're bullies. Jack is the victim.
Here's what the Vagina Hatters were up to this weekend. Anything you can do, I can do bleeding. What? So now we're supposed to give you guys a standing ovation because you bleed? Wait a minute. Didn't your sign just offend transgender women who don't menstruate?
I cannot believe what this Teen Vogue piece of trash has printed in its June edition. They are teaching children 11 through 17 how to be safely sodomized.
Teen Vogue is garbage. The editors' minds are in the garbage. Don't let your kids read garbage.
Our children don't belong to educational bureaucrats. Our children don't belong to the state. And our children certainly don't belong to corrupt special interest organizations like Planned Parenthood. I woke up this morning to a very timely headline out of Virginia that read, Orgasm Ed, Oral, Anal, and Sex Toys in Ninth Grade Girls Family Life Class. I wasn't expecting to need duct tape so early in the morning to take my exploding head back together.
That's right.
But such is life in the year 2018, where perverts in our school system seem to think our kids are sex toys,
right,
on whom they can conduct social experiments at their leisure.
Thank you. Hey, Diane. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. This activism has organically garnered me over 500,000 followers in less than 2 years. Why? Conservatives and Christians are sick of watching their country be transformed by cultural Marxists right before their eyes. They are looking for spokespeople who are unapologetic and, yes, confrontational, and know how to effectively use social media to spread our message of hope and liberty. One thing has become clear since I began this journey as the activist mommy: God uses willing vessels who cannot be bullied. There are people in this room who have felt the pain and fear of the modern climate of bullying that seeks to silence everyone who doesn't speak the culturally approved Marxist dogma. I've been banned from Facebook 3 times for stating what the Bible says about homosexuality. I've been banned from Twitter 3 times. Now notice that the digital editor of Teen Vogue wasn't banned for his lewdness, but I was banned for calling him out on his lewdness. I have gotten countless death threats. In fact, Facebook said it was okay for a page to remain on Facebook entitled, "I Will Find Activist Mommy and Burn Whoever Runs It Alive." I've had my address and phone number leaked online, had libelous hit pieces with outrageous lies written about me. My enemies have located and called my husband's hospital, accusing us of child abuse and accusing him of medical malpractice in an attempt to get him fired. Why am I telling you this? I want to make sure that everyone in this room understands that the left is ruthless. They don't just disagree with us. They want to destroy us. They don't play fair. Most people can't bear up under the harassment and will choose silence instead. But if you care about your country and your children, you must refuse to be bullied into silence or compromise. Scripture tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We must harden ourselves to the harassment and hate if we will ever successfully push back the cultural Marxist assault on our family values. Now, don't get me wrong. I would much rather be passive and be liked by everyone. But I have seen the effectiveness of confrontation. And have we not seen that with President Donald Trump? Confrontation and boldness, and how much it ignites those that are on our side and encourages them and inspires them. So I have chosen to be a fire starter, both figuratively and quite literally. Honestly, I think that's one of the reasons that people want to follow our work. When I get bullied, I get louder and push back even harder than before. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that can be tough, but we need to learn how to do that. When I got nominated by Queerty, the gay porn magazine, as the second worst person in the world, along with my fellow comrades, Tony Perkins and the Benham Brothers, because of course we all know who the first worst person in the world is, President Donald Trump. I didn't whine about it or hide the fact that that had been done. I laughed and posted the contest details and begged my followers to vote for me. I don't think their insult had quite the effect that Queerty had desired. People really enjoy watching us trigger the left, guys. We need to do more of it. When Teen Vogue printed an anal sex tutorial for its teen readers, I burned the magazine and started Operation Pull Teen Vogue. I urged my followers to call their advertisers and demand that store managers pull this rag from the shelves, a publication that had been in print ever since I was a little girl. I am happy to report that Teen Vogue printed its last print edition 5 months later. Yes. We destroyed them. As a grassroots group of mama bears with no resources, we destroyed that Condé Nast publication. And yes, don't you know we gloated in it? Oh, yes, we did. Oh, look at that takedown. All right. When I got fed up with hearing parents complain about graphic gender-bending sex ed in the public schools, I decided to pick a fight with one of the largest and most powerful bureaucrats in our nation, the public schools. We launched Sex Ed Sit Out. Maybe you heard about it. It was just this April 23rd. It was a grassroots movement of mama bears to fight graphic gender-bending sex ed. We were only going to organize in one city because we have no resources. We don't have any George Soros money to, you know, bus people into our event. So we were going to do one city. But it grew into a global movement in 4 countries in just a few months. And the mainstream media picked it up and ran with it. FRC partnered with us. Thank you so much, Tony. Liberty Council and many other organizations. Donna Hughes' organization, Enough is Enough, did as well, and probably several others that are represented in this room. Rush Limbaugh talked about us for over an hour on his show. Even Franklin Graham encouraged parents to sit out with us in protest. Here are citizens in Australia sitting out. I could not believe my eyes when I woke up that morning, and Australia had already been April 23rd in Australia, and I woke up the morning of our sex ed sit out on the 23rd, and there was Australia. Oh my goodness. Here's Canada with their sex ed sit out. I have received messages from multiple parents from California to Canada saying that at least 60% of their school sat out on April 23rd. One mom in Sacramento wrote me and told me their school lost over $100,000 on April 23rd because of Sex Ed Sit Out. Her brother-in-law was on the parent board, and he was so angry at her for mobilizing the parents that she said he would not even speak to her. We exposed in very graphic terms what Planned Parenthood and Human Rights Campaign are teaching in our schools. Keep in mind, this book that I have smudged out for you out of respect for you, it doesn't have smudges, and it's in libraries and schools all over this nation. And we threatened to sue the schools for pandering obscenity to minors, which, as you can see, Right Wing Watch just loved. Now we are hearing of lawsuits popping up all over the country by parents and organizations like Liberty Council who are suing the schools and getting restraining orders against porn stars and sex experts who are being snuck into the schools to rape the minds of our children with our taxpayer dollars. It is past time for us to get aggressive and motivated and go on the offensive for once. You know, conservatives have been playing much too nice with these degenerates. And that's a major part of our problem. We are decent and kind-hearted people, and we don't understand this cruelty. And to make matters worse, modern Christians and passive pastors are demanding that we all be nicer than Jesus, basically. And that is not what he requires of us. When Jesus interacted with those who were humble and teachable, all right, I like this crowd. You guys. Jesus was very gentle with those who were humble and teachable, but when they were arrogant and stubborn and recalcitrant to truth, Jesus gave them both barrels, calling them serpents and hypocrites and overturning tables. Could we please be a little more like Jesus? They are, after all, sexualizing our children, murdering unborn babies, and stealing our hard-won religious liberties. I think they're due for their apple carts being turned over, don't you? Jesus turned over tables for far less than that. This is war. You can't play nice in a time of war. God asks us in Scripture, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? And who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" A child in Ohio was just stolen from her parents because she believes she's a boy and didn't want her to undergo dangerous non-FDA approved drug treatment to change her sex. The Hollywood Oscars just awarded an Oscar to a movie about man-boy love. A website called Trans Kids sells penile prosthetics to gender-confused kids. Yes, you heard that right. They're selling child-sized private part gear to young children. Why aren't more people rising up against these evildoers? I'm running out of time, so I'm going to fast forward here and just say in closing that it is the 11th hour in our nation. We only have a little time to push back before this darkness engulfs our children. We must all engage. And when I say engage, I don't mean share a Facebook post or just go vote, okay? Because that's our civic duty. I mean, we have all got to do more and get very loud. I love what my friends, the Benham Brothers, say. The problem is not the presence of darkness, it's the absence of light. Oh, we moan about the darkness, but are we being the light that God has called us to be? Are we being that salt that irritates and stings the infected wounds of our culture? Our nation suffers from a sickness called sin, and ultimately no president and no Supreme Court can fix that. God wants to use us in this room to bring healing. The answer is we the people stepping out of our comfort zones and rising to the task of resisting evil in all its forms. And what's awesome is that we have the God of heaven on our side to give us victory. Thank you so much for your patience. Don't you leave. Okay. My goodness. Sweet.
Oh, you got me all teary-eyed. Oh. Literally, not figuratively, literally, she's got me teary-eyed. Are you encouraged? Because I sure am.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
And there's no excuse for you. Because if she can do what she does and be a mom and raise 10 kids and a family, you can do it too. So we want to encourage you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. And you know what she said to me right before we came out? Oh, my gosh. I am getting so old. She said, I have admired you since I was in high school. I am so honored to call you friend.
Thank you so much, Kay. God bless you.